Hello?
Hey, Peter, this is Tyler calling you back from Local Splash.
Yep. Right on
Hi,
time.
Were you... I'm sorry?
I said you're right on time.
Yes, sir. Were you able to get those funds put into place?
I did, yes. So do you still have the card information, or you need me to read it back to you?
It is coded out, but it only shows the last four digits, so it still is on file.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
So. Yep.
All right. So let me go ahead and run the remainder 149. Now, well, it still has the expiration month and the three digit code as well. Those aren't encrypted, but the first 12 digits of the card are.
Oh. Okay. So wait. What did you say? How much was the remainder?
$49.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said $149 for a minute.
Oh. No, $49.
Okay. Yeah. So you do not need me to give you the card information. You have it, or you do need it?
Yeah, no, we don't need the card information.
Okay, perfect. Okay, yeah.
All right.
So you can run that, and then what do we have to do? We have to set up a date to talk to somebody else?
Yeah, so I'm having them the finance department is doing that right now, and they just got back to me that it just went through. Okay, so that is paid in full.
Yep.
Now, what I'm going to be doing now is setting you up for the client interview that we spoke about a little bit earlier. Now, I'm looking at their calendar right now. Let's see, Wednesday, 31st. What time? I do have a 4 o'clock available. What time works best for you?
4 o'clock for today, or is that for another day?
That would be for today.
Today, 4 o'clock. Do you have anything for tomorrow?
Yeah, I have all day open tomorrow. Let's see here.
All day? Okay.
What time works best for you tomorrow?
What's the earliest appointment you guys have?
10 a.m.
10 a.m.? Why don't we do 10 a.m.?
All right, let's do that. Give me one second here. I'm going to schedule this into their calendar, and I'm also going to send you over a calendar invite letting you know that it's taking place tomorrow at 10. And then also, give me one moment here while I get that sent over to you.
Yep.
All right, save invite. Okay, so I sent you over the invite right now. So when you do receive that, go ahead and accept the invite. That way you know it's coming tomorrow. And then also, I do need you for another minute. Are you able to pull your emails for me?
Hold on one second. I'm gonna put you on speakerphone.
Okay, it should say like Local Splash initial invoice. That should be falling in your inbox.
Okay, so. Okay, so I have an invitation one that showed up. Is that not it?
No. So is there one that says Local Splash initial invoice?
Local Splash invoice. That was at 11:53. Is that the one you want
to
show you?
Yeah, go ahead and pull that one up for me. And then you're going to see about the fifth line down from the, once you open it up, about the fifth line down from the top, it says please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yep.
Click that for me, and that's going to take you to another page where it says Local Splash Terms of Experience at the very top of the page. Now, if you scroll down, these are the services that are included within the package. But if you scroll all the way down for me, you see where it says in bigger letters cancellation and refunds?
Yep.
Okay, so that little checkbox right underneath that, you would check that box for me, and then right underneath that, you would sign your name in full, Peter Galatis. And then it is capital sensitive. They'll use capital P and capital G when you sign it. But when you confirm it, it's going to take you to another page after that that says Local Splash username and password. So let me know when you get to that page, please.
Okay, so I got my name on there, and then I got to confirm. Okay, now it says username and password. Got it.
All right, so the username, that's going to be your phone number that we're speaking on, 603-513-8677. And the password, No, you don't punch that in right now. This is going to be, they're going to take you back to this page tomorrow during the client interview. Okay. Gotcha. So, and then also the password that's going to be created for you and given to you tomorrow by the agent that's giving you the client interview.
Gotcha.
And then when you disconnect with them, whoever it may be, then you're going to be able to customize it to whatever you want them to be, the username and password, if you choose to do so. Okay.
Yeah, yep.
But that's the only requirement that we do have from you today, Peter. Okay. But I know you're a busy guy, but I do always like to double check here. In regards to the program or anything that we spoke about, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime before the client interview?
No, I think we went over everything. You explained everything really well, so I think we're good.
All right, Peter. Well, thank you for giving us the time and opportunity to earn your business. Like I said, it's going to be something that we make you happy with. Just wait for that call tomorrow, and we'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you, okay?
I'm looking forward to it, buddy. Thank you very much.
Us too. We look forward to working with you as well, Peter. You have a great rest of your day.
You as well, buddy. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.